We're talking about the economy opening, but we're also talking about the economy crumbling. It's crumbling. And it's a lot of these small businesses that the smallest things, like rent, can make a huge difference. To help small businesses, for instance, I'm sure you've heard the federal government has offered the Canada Emergency Commercial Rent Assistance Program. But the viability is in the hands and the goodwill of landlords. And now a local business owner and single mom and a person who has overcome challenges that I wish that you never have to face in your life. She could lose everything because she couldn't pay rent yesterday. Joining us now, she's the founder of Warriors of Light Academy, full-time mom of two, and she's a real kick-a woman, let me tell you. Beth Sturdivant, good morning, my dear.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the air again.
Well, I don't know how it can be a good morning for you and where you get the energy in your voice right now. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I mean, sadly, my story probably isn't, well, I know it's not unique, at least in this context, in that, you know, we're not a zero income business right now, at least. And it being May 2nd, yesterday was the second day of rent due since all the closures, the mandated closures. And so a lot of businesses are just struggling to find the money. And unfortunately, a lot of businesses like ours are also not qualifying for the $40,000 CEBA loan that the government is offering as well. And so we don't have the extra funds, right? We don't have the extra funds to pay rent. And the government's really trying. Like, I mean, I think they're doing a fantastic job. But a lot of landlords, because it is not mandatory for them to take part in this rent assistance, you know, well, why should they forego 25% of their profits when they can get 100% legally, right? So for us, and for myself in particular, because I am the owner of my business, and this is essentially like my third child, we'll say, excuse me, I get a little teary when I think about it. I personally guaranteed the fixed lease, right, the fixed term lease. And mm-hmm. so I'm legally and financially liable if I don't pay rent. So, you know, we've asked the landlord, our landlords, multiple times to show a little bit of compassion, whether, you know, lowering the rent in April, and no, they weren't able to. And then this kind of was like our last ray of hope, right? This assistance, and yeah, they're not willing to play ball or make use of it or offer any kind of rent abatement. So at this point, I'm essentially paying out of my own. Well, the government is offering assistance to self-employed people, and so basically that money's going into my business to keep it afloat at this time. So that's where we're at right now.
So if you're just joining, Beth Sturdivant is with us right now. She's a local business owner here, and she's a full-time mom as well of two kids, single mom. What is this like for you right now, trying to keep everything together for your kids because you're quarantined together, you have to homeschool or choose not to homeschool right now, as many parents are doing, just to making it through is the best education probably at this point in time as well. So what's this like for your mental health right now, Beth?
It's difficult. I mean, thankfully, I have the training as a spiritual and energy healer to manage my own anxieties and fears and process whatever I'm going through mentally. But I have moments. It's, you know, every day, right? Every day it's, you wake up and today may be different than tomorrow and yesterday. But with the kids, that's just an added factor. I mean, never mind the fact that we've been, you know, 24/7, just me and them for the past month and a half. Their spirits are pretty good, but, you know, when I do get frustrated, it's usually when I put pressure on myself to be perfect, right, in these times. Oh, I gotta teach them. They've got these assignments, and you know, and then you just have to let go and realize, okay, well, maybe their IQ coming out of this will be a little bit subpar, but
I think this will actually give children more compassion, and I think it will make them better people. What is your, when you're at home right now, because you're constantly with your kids, you have to cry, you have to feel bad, you have to take some time for yourself. Where do you escape to? How do you do that?
I go to my meditation room. They see me cry. I think it's okay, and I actually think it's healthy for children to see us be emotional, to understand that we are going through things, and most importantly, to understand and see how we handle it, right? What do we do with it? Because it's normal to have emotions. It's normal to be fearful and angry and all these things that we're feeling. And so to show them that, and then to show us how we process it, whether it's going for a walk, going for a run. For me, it's meditation as well. I mean, I do run as well. So that's what I do. I've also started doing yoga more often.
So you're doing the best you can to take care of yourself right now. Is there one thing, what's one thing that you can't do that you would need help with at this point in time, Beth?
Honestly, it's to make the rent assistance for commercial landlords mandatory. I think that would help so many businesses at this time.
I've had landlords call in, and they've said that they've made recommendations that if the government would take away property tax right now, because they feel as though they're in a difficult situation where they could lose their buildings, they could lose their properties if they miss out on a little bit. So it seems as though there's such a domino effect in everything.
Oh, so interconnected.
Well, Beth, I hope that things get better for you. And if there's anything in particular that you need, I have an angel network out there, and they're always ready to help. I just don't think that I have any control over changing legislation.
That's probably not.
That and zero calorie chocolate cake. Those are two things I haven't figured out just yet.
Absolutely. And of course, if people would like to donate, they can always go to our website, warriorsofthelight.ca. Anything helps, of course. But thank you so much again.
Thank you so much. Beth Sturdivant, Warriors of the Light Academy, full-time single mom of two kids, local business owner who's having just a hard time like everyone else, paying rent and making it through. So just while we're talking about the economy opening up again, is it too soon, or do you wish it were even sooner? Is there a right answer there anymore? You tell me. You could tweet me at Dahlia Kurtz. You could join the conversation on 580 CFRA's Facebook page. Also, still ahead, you are going to hear the story about somebody who's lost everything, but just continues going for you. And what you need to know about wills and powers of attorney. And my father is going to be joining for a surprise. Speaking of wills, maybe after this surprise, I'll get slid in there. Favorite child, I'll get something a little bit better. No, I won't. That won't happen because I wouldn't take it. Because I'm the favorite child. I'd say, hey, spend it all right now and use that $10 to buy yourself something really nice. I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods on 580 CFRA. You need help? 613-521-8255. Just as a child of 10 might act, but you're far too old. You don't know.